Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual, your daily dose of real talk, radical self-love, and that extra oomph to help you thrive with ADHD brains. Now, we all know those swirling emotions can be like a runaway roller coaster sometimes. One minute you're soaring with excitement, the next you're plummeting into overwhelm. But guess what? You don't have to just ride the waves blindly. We've got some juicy strategies today to help you master those emotional tides and become the captain of your own ship. Ready to set sail? First things first, let's acknowledge that emotional regulation isn't about suppressing your feelings, big no-no. It's about learning to understand, navigate, and express them in a way that feels healthy and authentic for you. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to force a wild river into a straight channel, would you? Emotions are meant to flow. But we can create channels or frameworks that help us guide that flow and prevent it from causing unnecessary chaos. Okay, so here are 5 key takeaways to unlock your emotional regulation superpowers. Number 1. Mindfulness becomes a detective of your own feelings. Ever felt like your emotions just hit you out of nowhere? It's because we often miss the subtle cues our bodies send us before things get intense. Pay attention to your breath, your physical sensations, and those little whispers in your mind. When you start noticing these early warning signs, you can choose a different path, maybe take a mindful break, do some grounding exercises, or simply acknowledge the feeling without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button before the whole roller coaster takes off. Number 2. Create a self-care toolbox filled with activities that soothe your soul. This could be anything from taking a long bath, listening to your favorite music, spending time in nature, journaling, or even just cuddling up with a good book. You know those things that make you feel centered and grounded? Make them part of your routine. Number 3. Set healthy boundaries. Remember, you are not responsible for other people's emotions. Learning to say no gracefully can be tough, but it's essential for protecting your energy and emotional well-being. You deserve peace of mind, right? Imagine yourself saying no with a smile, a gentle voice, and complete confidence. You got this. Number 4. Embrace the power of connection. Talk to someone you trust about how you're feeling. Sometimes just voicing your emotions can lighten the load. Remember, we are not meant to go through this alone. Sharing your experiences with friends, family, or even a therapist can be incredibly healing and empowering. It's like sharing a weight that suddenly feels lighter when carried together. And lastly, number 5. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Remember those inner critic voices. Let's silence them. You are doing your best in a world that constantly demands more. Acknowledge your struggles, celebrate your victories, and remember that growth is a journey, not a destination. Okay, let's bring this home with a relatable example. Imagine you're at work, trying to focus on a project, but suddenly a wave of anxiety crashes over you, deadlines looming, emails piling up, that coworker who just, ugh. You feel your heart racing, your palms sweating, and your mind spiraling into chaos. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to let that anxiety take over, making you procrastinate or lash out at others? Or are you going to apply those emotional regulation strategies we just talked about? Maybe you take a few deep breaths, reminding yourself that you've handled tough situations before. You could step away for a quick walk, grounding yourself in the present moment. Or maybe you decide to tackle one small task at a time, celebrating each victory along the way. See, it's not about being perfect, it's about having tools and strategies that help you navigate those emotional rapids with grace and resilience. You are capable of mastering this. So, my beautiful ADHD warriors, remember. Your emotions are valid, they are powerful, and they deserve to be honored and understood. By practicing mindfulness, self-care, setting boundaries, connecting with others, and cultivating self-compassion, you can unlock a whole new level of emotional intelligence and create a life that truly resonates with your soul. Ready to keep leveling up? Share this episode with a friend who could use a little extra support and encouragement. Leave a review, it helps others find this podcast, and join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community where ADHD brains are celebrated, empowered, and free to shine their brightest light. Until next time, keep radiating the awesome energy.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.